and the Case of the Missing Frog Prince, a Brothers Grimm mystery by P.J. Braxton. This book is read by Kate Redding. Gretel frowned at the lifeless body of the messenger that lay sprawled in the hallway upon her best Turkish kilim. Only minutes earlier, he had been imploring her to accept his master's case, and had passed to her with trembling hand a letter outlining the salient facts. She had been in the process of digesting these when he had uttered a strangled cry, turned an unbecoming shade of puce, and expired. "Gretel, are you quite well?" Hans appeared in the kitchen doorway, spatula raised, ready for action. "I heard curious noises. Thought you might have been bolting the treacle toffees again." "Your concern is touching, brother dear. But I haven't had so much as a sniff of a toffee in days. And the sounds you heard came not from me, but from him," she said, pointing at the cadaver.
"Good grief, poor fellow. Who is he? Was he? And why is he wearing that dreadful hat?"
asked Hans, lowering his spatula. Gretel returned to deciphering the loopy lettering. The green ink appeared to have been applied by a man of shaky hand and feeble mind. Perfect client material, in Gretel's experience. In her many years as a private detective, she had learned that it was preferable by far to be in the employ of simpletons and nincompoops, for they were easily pleased, easily strung along, and, crucially, easily parted from their money. "I cannot shed light on his taste in millinery. I can tell you he was a messenger acting on behalf of one Albrecht Dürer." Hans's eyebrows did a little dance of confusion.
"The artist chap? Ain't he been dead a while?"
"I believe you're thinking of Albrecht Dürer the Younger, and yes, in his grave some 200 years, if memory serves. The writer of this letter still clings to life, though judging by his handwriting, his grip is somewhat flimsy. He signs himself Albrecht Dürer the Much, Much Younger."
"Ah, a descendant. Good. Wouldn't want to get a letter from a dead person. Ugh, idea gives me the shivers. Though I suppose a client is a client. Can't be too picky, amount of business you've been getting lately, eh?"
"Hans, haven't you a mushroom somewhere in need of stuffing?"
"What? Oh, yes, more than likely.
Then I suggest you go and stuff it."
"Consider it done. Not going to hold up lunch, is he?"
He used his spatula to gesture vaguely at the late messenger. "When have you ever known me to let business get in the way of a good feed?"
"Point taken, I'll yodel when it's ready," he assured her, disappearing into the steamy gloom of the kitchen once more.